The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Friday, October 28th, 2022. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, or the government is. Substitute your own expletive. I'm holding a copy for those of you who got to watch our last hour. Dr. Aaron Cariotti appeared with us on Skype, so you can actually see him and myself engage in conversation if you go to Rumble and Brighteon. And we are on those video platforms, so you can actually watch this. I'm holding the credit restoration primer in my hot little hand here. And apparently, some of you have actually been reading it and are delighted with the information that's in there. And I'm seriously, after this latest spate of news that's coming out, seriously thinking about doing an updated sixth edition. Will it contain everything that's in the fifth edition? Yes. And it might contain another 16 pages of some very interesting stuff that I'm doing some research on right now and uncovering as far as the state of things, the economy. I actually do have a section in the book about off-grid and what is it, hiding in plain sight? Is that what they call it? It's going to be kind of hard with all these adhesion contracts to stay hidden in plain sight, because if they want to find you, they'll find you. I mean, with Dr. Cariotti was just in this last segment here talking about this dystopian nonsense that they want to push on us that we have to say no to. Now, when you go out, and we're going to get to the news here and your phone calls, we have this affiliate program that you can make an extra 10% simply by contacting us and getting a link from us to share with your friends and family to shop at the Power Mall. It's how we stay alive. We're also on Give, Send, Go as well. But the beauty of it is today's Cash Friday, so you can save 10%. And you can also, if you spend more than $200, which you were going to anyway if you're buying supplements for the month, to get a free copy of the book. I want to get rid of them all, folks. I want everybody to have a free copy of this. I make not a dime off of this. It's a free book. I mean, the money came out of my pocket, and it's going into your pocket in the form of this, in the benefit of having the information. Knowledge is power. It's the reason we're putting it out there. And I'm still doing some more research before I go, you know, putting a number sixth edition. So it's going to be a bit, because it takes time to do all of this stuff, and then you have to advance the copyright and all the other stuff. So that's the way it works. The with all the changes that are upcoming to the Power Hour, and they're good changes, folks. We have the Power Hour forum that you could participate in, and we have guests on here. And the more that you support us, the better guests we get. The Dr. Aaron Cariotti he got fired for standing up for the rest of us. So understand that this is how things work. We talked during the last hour about Austria launching a digital ID in the form of driver's license. We'll see. They're calling it a milestone on the way to digitization. And of course, everybody, the Secretary of State for Digitization and Telecommunications, said the MDL is the first step to digitization, the matter of convenience, like Dr. Cariotti was talking about, the EID app. And your driver's license will now be on your cell phone. I hate to say this. I mean, now the iPhone 14 is out. All these new phones are out. All this new technology is out. And oh my goodness, isn't that just convenient? Wow. The convenience of it all. Yes, shut up and go buy an iPhone. Go buy an iPhone. Let them tap into your digital. Take the jab. Go ahead. You see, this is the kind of nonsense. I thought of something during this break. I'm just like, no, that sounds kind of twisted. Imagine going to your medical doctor. This is predicated on what we discussed in the last hour about the fact that it's even hard to trust your own doctor when you go there. Have you taken the jab yet? Have you taken the vaccine yet? You should take the vaccine. Really. And, you know, rather than get mad and punch the doctor out, because you know they're following CDC guidelines, I have a great idea. Now, here's the thing. One, you got to prove there was a damage, right? You got to prove there was a damage. And what happens if your doctor says you need to take the jab? He's following CDC guidelines, and you know damn well there's so much evidence out there that the CDC is hell-bent on killing all of us with this jab. And if it doesn't kill you, it's going to mess you up bad. Because Dr. Cariotti even talked about the list of 9 pages of text that talk all about the adverse side effects. Well, what if you sued your doctor for medical malpractice? And they're going to say, well, where was the malpractice? Because the doctor told me I had to get the jab. I should get it. It's safe and effective. The doctor just told me a lie. And all I got to do is drag his ass into deposition and make him admit he's following CDC protocol and ask him how many VAERS reports that he's filed on his patients. And when he says none, I just do what the CDC tells me because I don't want to lose my medical license. Oh, what about your Hippocratic oath, sir? You took an oath to do no harm, and now you want me to take a jab that we don't know what the ultimate consequence is going to be? By you even recommending that I take this jab, didn't you just commit medical malpractice? Think about that, folks. Oh, this is a real, this is a serious subject. I'm not making light of this. This is not a joke. I came out of the medical profession. I spent some time in radiography. I worked with a lot of doctors. Some were very good. Some were like, oh, my God, what are you doing here? When you see stuff like this and then you confront your physician and your physician starts toeing the line with the CDC and doesn't stand up for what they believe in, it's like your doctor doesn't have a brain. Your doctor is just doing what the government is telling the doctor to do out of fear. So now here's the new perspective. Fear out of losing your medical license or fear out of having your malpractice insurance tested over and over and over again because multiple patients are suing and suing and suing because you committed medical malpractice in telling us we had to get the jab. Now, if you're a medical doctor out there and you're listening, you should be very wary because if I thought of that, other people are thinking of that. Just like this issue with, where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? We have an updated report on what happened out in San Francisco at the home of the Pelosis. An assailant broke in with a hammer and attacked Paul Pelosi with a hammer. He was looking for the House Speaker. That's what he told authorities. He went in there yelling, where's Nancy? He wanted to club her with a hammer. He wanted to sink that hammer deep in her little granny skull and render her powerless to be Speaker of the House again. He was looking for her. Instead, he confronted Paul, and he beat him and put Paul in the hospital. Of course, he's getting very good treatment, according to Pelosi's spokesman. But see, he was looking for her. Yeah, makes you wonder what the attitude of America is. They're sick and tired of turning on mainstream media and seeing this crap get dished out the way it is. And now you got some employee from the New York Post publishing all this garbage saying, oh, we need to assassinate AOC. You know, I mean, what is, see, this is not our fault. These people are getting mad for a reason. It's because they're sick and tired of watching the tit for tat. They're tired of the mudslinging. They're tired of the lies. They're tired of the BS. They're tired of losing loved ones to government-lied COVID vaccines, which aren't vaccines at all. And now they're trying to do, they're coming against us. And people are starting to wake up and they're starting to get mad. And some of them, they're pushing the envelope. Some of them have had their envelope pushed a little too far. And they're starting to take action, just like this guy did, doing a home invasion of the Pelosi. Now, you wonder about this, you know, like what happened with Martha's Vineyards. Oh, they're all just fine and dandy until the illegal immigrants show up on their doorstep. And then all of a sudden, oh, they're a NIMBY. They're a NIMBY. For those of you who don't know what NIMBY means, it's an acronym for not in my backyard. So now you know what that word means. So now they're a NIMBY. See, AOC's a NIMBY too. She doesn't want all those illegal immigrants in their backyard. Uh-uh. Eric Adams is a NIMBY too. All these sanctuary cities and sanctuary states out there, you know, do what I say, not what I do. And if I choose, how many of these politicians didn't get the jab because they knew better? How many have been warned ahead of time, this jab will mess you up? How do we know? We don't know. Joe in Arkansas, what do you know?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, Joe, you're on. What's up?
Yeah, okay. I would like to make a comment on an item that's been fairly prominent in the news recently. And okay. I haven't heard this point made on any other radio show, so I'd like to give the power out of the scoop. And that's this. Okay, we've heard about the environmental activists that have gone into these museums in Europe and vandalized oil paintings to protest the petroleum industry. And as an oil painter myself, I know that artist oil paints are not made with petroleum oil. They're made with vegetable oils such as walnut oil and safflower oil and linseed oil. And I understand the best is hemp seed oil, but that's not being allowed anymore. But anyway, artists were using oil paints for hundreds of years before the petroleum era. And it shows you the deep ignorance of these left-wing environmental activists, you know, that they would protest the petroleum industry by vandalizing oil paintings done by artists. And it's like protesting the petroleum industry by going into a grocery store and smashing bottles of olive oil. Same kind of thing.
You know what? That point made, Joe. Point made. And I understand. Now, let me ask you this from an artist's perspective. Would it be easy to clean mashed potatoes and soup and all that other garbage they've been throwing on these paintings off of the painting? Would it be easy to gently clean all that stuff off so the painting would not actually have suffered desecration at the hands of these idiots?
I think so. Often there's glass between the painting and the air, so all they have to do is clean off the glass. And if there isn't glass in front of the painting, then the painting's probably been varnished. And so a good restorer, you know, and there are very good restorers in the art world, can easily, I think quite easily, clean that kind of stuff off of the varnish of a painting.
Makes sense.
And if it
I
hasn't
appreciate
been varnished,
that.
That's, then the oil painting would have been,
it's a good yeah. point you made.
And if it
yeah,
hasn't been
point.
Varnished, then the paints have been dried for a long, long time, and a good restorer could clean that stuff off, yeah.
All right,
I don't think
well,
they'll do any permanent damage with the stuff they're doing.
I'm glad to hear that, but these people are still getting prosecuted because the intent was to destroy the painting. And so point made and point well put. We appreciate that, and I'm glad you brought it up. And nobody, you're right, nobody is talking about that, and that's why I had to ask you the question about the ability to fix this so that it doesn't affect the quality of the painting. And so we've got a little clarification there, and we appreciate you chiming in on that, Joe. And I'm glad, you know, we have some painters actually speaking up. I don't agree with anything of what they're doing. And then they glue themselves to a wall. It's like, okay, you know, this is a typical tree hugger. I get really incensed because people do stupid stuff, but there's a reason why people do stupid stuff. It's because somebody put the idea in their head, just like this abortion garbage. They put this idea in their head that, you know, the Roe v. Wade just banned abortion everywhere, and we have to codify it. You know, see, these are the phony promises that these politicians make. This is why people are getting really upset. This is why, you know, these people, when you see AOC in a town hall meeting, sitting on the stage, dancing back and forth, doing her little thing while everybody is, hell no, AOC has got to go. You know, when they're doing that, and she's sitting up there dancing to the rhythm of their chanting, what does the body language tell you? It tells me that she doesn't deserve to be in office. It tells me that she thinks she's all that plus a bag of chips, and she's not. She's an idiot. She's a barista. She should go back to serving coffee to the masses and forget about being a congressperson. She is a useful idiot. And I think most of the Democratic Party knows that. They're using all these people. They put this crap in these young people's heads. These people, like my father said, don't have a pot to piss in, yet they think they have the right to stand up and tell the rest of us what to do while they do just the opposite? Really? That how that work? Well, now that Elon Musk has bought Twitter, we'll see how that works out. And by the way, manufacturing has just started over in England to mint the first coin to go into general circulation carrying the image of King Charles, the 50p coin. 50 pence, all right. 50 pence coin started to be struck at the Royal Mint in Llantry, St. Wales, and it's going to enter the tills, wallets, and purses in December. You gotta love that. And in the meantime, while we're doing all of this, one of my buddies out there on the road, he's probably worried about where the hell his next gallon of diesel is coming from. Scotty in Virginia, how you doing, sir?
Doing great. How are you, well, Dave?
I'm doing fabulous. So what can you tell me about what you know about the diesel supply? I know you're on the front line. Scotty, and you're hearing things.
Right. I think on the East Coast we're going to be okay, Dave. I think it's just a bunch of monarchy. It's kind of like I feel about this thing with Nancy Pelosi. I mean, come on, man. I'm just a upper middle class home, and I have a security system in my home, and you know, it's just kind of hard to go for all this crap about someone breaks in with a hammer. It kind of makes me wonder if this stuff hasn't been somewhat staged or maybe blown out of proportion just to get a little bit of attention.
Well,
that was my first comment.
Yeah, the blown out of proportion thing, I think, probably has to do with the blowback that's going on right now in America. But the thing is, Pauly P did actually get attacked and is in the hospital recovering from a hammer attack. So I don't think that was staged. The guy is under arrest that did it. Next point.
Right. Okay, Dave. If you haven't figured it out yet, I'm from the Appalachian Mountains, and we had a power plant that we hauled coal into to produce power. It's a great resource in our area, the coal. We have these tree hugger, nature Nazi frog lovers. They come and they try to handcuff themselves to the gates to stop the coal from going into the power plant. The funny thing about it was they actually got their own gate and handcuffed themselves to the gate. So needless to say, that night, some men wearing ski masks went down on the riverbank where these people were staying, and the next morning they was more than glad to leave the town. So...
Ah, okay.
Not condoning violence, but you know, we kind of have to take it for our livelihoods and stuff sometimes. So
I get, you know, I just, this thought just went through my head, Scotty. What you could do with a pair of jumper cables and a 12 volt battery? You know, you go up to the fence and you hook a 12 volt battery, and they're chained to the fence, and it's like, hey, how about a little jolt? You think they would disconnect themselves in a hurry once they got a little zap of a 12-volt battery? My God, what are these people, I'm telling you, what the stupidity. I can't help it. It's Feel Good Friday, and that just felt good saying that.
Thank you, Dave. Well, really enjoy your show, and God bless you and all your listeners.
God bless you too, sir. Thank you. Have a great weekend. You know, see, this is the stuff that I just have to laugh as, you know, the Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does. I got to laugh at this. You know, people are overreacting. And like Scotty said, he didn't condone violence, but look what it took to drive these protesters out of there. Somebody took, it's vigilanteism, folks. This is what happened in Pauly P's house in San Francisco. And he was looking for the speaker. He wanted to put that hammer deep in her skull. I'm convinced of it. He has had enough of her, enough of San Francisco. It's probably a San Francisco resident that's tired of the homelessness and the crime and everything else. And who knows, he may have been affected by it personally. And so he doesn't have anything to lose, nothing else to live for. Hey, let's go do something radical. You see, there's those people out there when their loved ones die of the COVID jab and they want to exact revenge and they've got no one else and nothing to live for. This is what these politicians and these medical professionals out there that are advocating taking the shot, they need to be worried because people are starting to get really sick and tired of this stuff. And they're starting to take matters into their own hands. Not that we advocate doing it, but you can only push that envelope so far before somebody snaps. And when that happens, God help you. Mail-in ballots have now moved past the $10 million mark, or $10 million mark, rather, in the 2022 midterms, according to the latest research. Georgia has hit the 1 million vote mark. And of course, you know, we won't know what the results of all of this is until after November 8th. President Trump took to his Truth Social to condemn Bob Woodward, alleging that the veteran journalist had no right to publicize his early talks called the Trump tapes, 8-hour raw audios he taped from previous conversations with Trump. Trump never gave him permission to release all of that. So that's another little thing the president is dealing with. He is going to, by the way, hold 4 rallies ahead of the midterm elections in Iowa, Pennsylvania, Florida, and Ohio. Stopping in Sioux City, Iowa, November 3rd. Now he's going to take this thing. I mean, he's the kingmaker right now. If, in fact, all of these Republican candidates that are running on the GOP ticket win and blow out their competition, which it looks like they're going to unless somebody cheats. Now, see, this is another reason why we've got 70,000 poll workers and poll watchers implemented by the GOP, and they've all been educated on what to look for and what to keep an eye on to make sure that this garbage doesn't happen again. And, of course, all these 73 lawsuits that have been filed ahead of time. The midterm elections, the CEO in Michigan, we're talking about Connect Inc., Eugene Yu, he is asking for his felony charges to be dismissed for allegedly storing poll worker data in China. You see, if we don't start investigating what the Chinese are doing here, we're in a lot of trouble. We can't be nice anymore. Not like that. Got to be vigilant. We are at the bottom of the hour break right now. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after this here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
And you are, my friend.
I am not a crook.
Power to the people. I had to do that. All right. 33 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Friday, October 28, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us. Well, where's Nancy? Thank you, Ronnie, for that little interjection. Boy, you got to love that stuff, huh? We're just getting word in, by the way, from Fox News that Jerry Lee Lewis indeed has died at his home in Memphis, Tennessee, at the age of 87. We had it on our In Case You Missed It files for yesterday's email blast that he had received the award, the music award, finally, had been inducted into the Hall of Fame. And he managed to get that delivered to him before he passed away by Kris Kristofferson and others. So what a way to go. My gosh. And it makes you wonder, 87 years old. I mean, that's a fair life, given everything he's been through. Speaking of things that people have been through or going through right now, Bryan County, Georgia substitute teacher says she was terminated from her job at McAllister Elementary School after she reported a children's book containing illustrations that go against her religious values. Part of the school's new library read aloud program. The children's book, All Are Welcome, contains illustrations of non-traditional forms of marriage, including depictions of same-sex male couples. Since being fired, teacher Lindsay Barr lawyered up and began a lawsuit against Bryan County Schools and McAllister Elementary in Georgia for violating her constitutional rights and her rights as a parent. She's a mom of three sons, and they're all attending Bryan County Schools. She learned about the book in August on the 15th through the school librarian, who made it public on Facebook ahead of the Read Aloud program, adding that she was already on high alert after previous interactions. You see, I think she's going back to the old thing of Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, right? All right. So, I know. Go ahead. You want to take issue with me? You want to take a shot? Huh. All right. You know what her toll-free number is. She has the right to freedom of speech. She complained. She has a right to complain. She's a concerned parent. This is what Dr. Aaron Cariotti in her last hour was saying, the same very thing about parents standing up and saying no. Got to do it. Even if you're going to face that kind of music and lose your job. He got fired. He's still standing up. He's filing lawsuits. He's filing Freedom of Information Act requests. They get to depose Fauci and Jen Psaki and a bunch of others. Former President Trump has lost an appeal to keep 6 years of his income tax returns shielded from the House Ways and Means Committee. And who dismissed his effort? Judge Trevor McFadden, a Trump nominee. So much for being, you know, party loyal, right? Yeah. The Biden-Harris campaign, after watching what was going on in the debate with Fetternick and the Wizard of Oz, they decided they're going to Pennsylvania. They better stump her. You know, see, here's the funny thing about it. And then you get this little Shirley Temple wannabe, who's the White House press secretary, up there saying that the president was extremely impressed. Well, of course, the guy has more brains than you do, Joe. Even with a stroke, he's got more brains. You have less brain than he does. No wonder you're impressed. Hey, Joe, here's an ice cream cone. Shove this in your mouth and just shut up. We don't want to hear any more of it. Did you see the off-mic comment yesterday? The Schumer was sitting there saying he's worried about why people would vote for Herschel Walker. Wow. Just because Herschel Walker is not a socialist. You see, now you know where Chucky is wielding the knife up there, right? What can I say? It just gets weird. And see, the January 6th committee is not going to get the phone records belonging to Arizona Republican Party Chairwoman Kelly Ward. And who saw to it that that happened? Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan. You see, sometimes, and this is the Ninth Circuit, of course. This is an appeal from the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit is the most liberal circuit in the United States of America. More controversial garbage comes out of that circuit and their court of appeals than any other circuit in the country. Just keep that in the back of your head. This is from a legal standpoint, from my research and analysis, and from talking to other attorneys who work in the Ninth District that have studied cases in other circuits. All right. And of course, you've got all these different folks that are in the Democrat Party, that are in the state legislature, especially up in New York, especially Dove Hykind, who is a Brooklyn Democrat, served as an assemblyman in the New York State Legislature for 35 years until 2018. He has told the Epoch Times sister media NTD News, after the last and only debate before the November 8th gubernatorial race between Hochul and Zeldin, he's going to vote Republican. He's tired of this nonsense. He's a Democrat. He's one of those that's switching. Gave his reasons for it in the article. You can read about that in our email blast we're going to send you. A judge in Wisconsin, meanwhile, has rejected a request to allow election officials to count mail-in ballots with incomplete addresses on them. Boy, for that. The ruling was a win for the Republican-controlled Wisconsin legislature. They're not going to be able to just harvest whatever. No, they can't do it. You see, this is part of those 73 lawsuits going on. And believe it or not, for those of you that are only paying attention to what's on mainstream media, which is the rope-a-dope, I'm sorry, that includes Fox, too. Because they keep using the word democracy, democracy, democracy. You know, these media people just can't get the D word out of their head. I have a new definition for the media. They keep using the word democracy. It's another D word, dumbass. That's, you know, or Dumesel. Sorry, we can't call you that. Let's call you Dumesel. Let's do it in German. How about that? They are a bunch of Dumesels because they just haven't gotten it through their head. We have a constitutional republic. Come on, truth seekers. Cut me some slack here. I'm having fun. Today's Feel Good Friday. But did you know, even though that there are 435 U.S. House and 34 U.S. Senate seats on the chopping block, voters are also set to elect 36 governors. And the thing is these contests are only going to be seen by people in most states when they go to the polls November 8th. Also on tap are going to be 133 ballot measures in 37 states and elections for 6,279 of 7,383 state legislature seats across 46 states. So let's not downplay what we the people have the opportunity to do. Here's the thing. If you want to go and chance, I know you're holding. Hang on a second. If you want to vote the party line, please at least look at the person you're voting for and make sure they are who they say they are, and that look at their voting record. There's ways of looking up their voting record. My wife even pointed out that to me this morning. I want to be able to look up all the voting records of these Congress people. I said, well, there's a resource for that. And you want them all on one page? There's a resource for that, too. But you got to look at the voting records of these people to decide exactly whether you're making the right decision when you pull that lever. And, of course, GOP lawmakers right now, and we're talking about the ones that actually do care about the American people, are seeking answers from Boston University over its potentially risky gain-of-function research with coronaviruses that have an 80% kill rate. Okay, Chance, you're up. What's going on?
Howdy to the Dave Meister.
Wow, it's Friday. Man, what's happening?
Okay. The killer died. Wow, man. I kind of thought that tough old hombre would live to at least 110. He was one tough guy.
Yep.
You know, Dave, call me a sadist, but I love to hear those stories about the Pelosi's, you know? People say, well, I don't condone violence. I don't condone violence. But consider this. The people have been begging, pleading, voting, demonstrating, protesting for years. You know, all to no avail. You know, maybe that's what it's going to take when, you know, when their facial and cranial features get rearranged. That's what it seems like to me. You know, your opinion, Dave?
Well, you know, like I said, Nancy Pelosi is a Michael Jackson wannabe on a bad makeup day. So I don't know if rearranging her face would have done any good. I think he wanted to rearrange her skull, actually. And, you know, they'll get to the bottom of this. And I understand our whole point here of conversation was about pushing the envelope just a little too far and people hitting the breaking point and going past it and deciding to take matters into their own hands. You know, it's pretty crazy out there, but don't think that this is the last that these fearmongers, warmongers, and whores in Congress aren't going to have it coming, because a lot of people out there have hit that breaking point and they've had enough.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I, you know, God oh, yeah. help these people. God help these people, Chance.
Hey, Dave, you think if Nancy got under a heat lamp or on a tanning bed that her face would melt like wax?
You know, I don't know whether if it's what is it, silly putty that's on there, or what is that exactly that's on her face? We don't exactly know. I keep asking people if they got the license number of the truck, but anyways, that's here nor there. That's a good question. I don't even think you'd catch Nancy Pelosi in a tanning bed. Have a great weekend, sir.
Have a good weekend, Dave.
Bye. So much for Feel Good Friday. Eddie in Missouri, how you doing, sir?
Hi, Dave. Doing great. got something for the democracy.
Not the D word again.
Yes. It's two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
Oh, there you go.
So,
good one. I like the analogy. I love it when the audience brings their own material.
That's all I have. Thanks for the program.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate it. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And see, here's the thing. We hope, you know, God forbid that Elon Musk would do anything. He says Twitter won't become a free-for-all hellscape. Well, that remains to be seen because he just got there and is just starting to clean house. I'm hoping that he gets this done before the November 8th elections so we can actually see what his definition of a hellscape actually is, because that was his term, all right? At least he got rid of that Agrawal. Golly! I mean, that guy was literally the one that if anybody was going to get hauled in and questioned about any of this stuff, I mean, Jack Dorsey, Agrawal, all of those, Seagull, everybody, the lady that deplatformed Trump, they all need to sit on the chopping block and answer to the censorship issue. I really think the government needs to step in. Now, I don't know. See, if Elon is doing what Truth Social is doing and allowing everybody a fair say, he might actually be saved from this. But given the DOJ wants to investigate him, and, you know, see, here's the thing. The government has a lot of nerve coming at us when 63% of Americans, that's nearly two-thirds of Americans, are living paycheck to paycheck. And then you have to ask yourself, what happens if millions of those people suddenly lose their paychecks during a severe economic downturn that is supposedly ahead of us? In 2008, unprecedented numbers of Americans found themselves unable to pay their mortgage, and you know what happened then. Well, it's happening again. At last count, and I was just on the phone with Adam Data yesterday in San Diego, there are 13,539 foreclosures active right now in the state of California. In other words, these people out there, 13,539, and there's another 2,800 that are in auction status right now, which means their home has a sale date, all right? So we're talking over nearly 16,000 people, and then some, that are facing foreclosure, that have gotten notices from their alleged lender. It's really the mortgage loan servicer that's acting like they're the lender, and they are foreclosing on their home. I mean, we're just talking right now, to date. That's the figure I was given. 15,530 or 13,539, and then another 2,800 on top of that are in auction status, which means there's a sale date on their home. So, you know, and I said about 4.5 million people are going to lose their homes nationwide in this next land grab, and half the documents that are in the land records, I'm telling you, are everything I found in Osceola County and Williamson County when I did the land record audits there with my company. And I was paid by the county to come in and actually do it. And see, who's the newsmaker here now? You know, I'm actually looking at the stats and I'm going, I don't like what I'm seeing. And then I see these attorneys and all these homeowners sending me documents that all reek of everything I found in those forensic examinations and land record audits. Still the same garbage documents in the land records. And of course, we already told you that Facebook's parent Meta stock has plunged 24%, making Mark Zuckerberg $10 billion poorer. And of course, remember we were talking about the digital ID? ID 2020 Alliance is a public-private partnership founded by Bill Gates, Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, the Rockefeller Foundation, Microsoft, Accenture, and IDEO.org. General partners in this alliance of Digital ID 2020 include, I'm giving you the details so you know who you're going to start boycotting, Facebook, MasterCard, the United Nations International Computing Center, and Okta, an identity platform. They are painting themselves as the global identification superpower, intent on creating a digital ID that will track you throughout your life via the help of a multi-billion dollar corporations, right? In the end, the global superpowers won't go so far as to create a worldwide digital ID that can simply be left behind when you feel like it. They'll want something a little more permanent, like 666, like an implantable microchip, like a tattoo that's magnetic on the forehead or in your palm. Revelation 13, 18. See, this is where you gotta say no. I don't care if it's convenient. You know, they want to implant a chip under your skin. That's the jab again, only in a different format. Come with a chip, leave with a bullet. That's my motto. We're not going to let them get away with this, folks. This is why we're electing new people. Because, see, if you have Congress people out there that are doing the right thing, they can shut this down. They can shut down Bill Gates. They can yank his butt in front of committee after committee after committee. They can grill him. If he chooses not to testify, they can hold him in contempt and have him arrested. They can impeach the entire cabinet as it exists right now in the executive branch. They have a lot of power here, but only if you give it to them by voting in those people that are willing to do the work of we the people and not the other way around. We have an article that we're including in your email blast about how fasting prevents and halts diabetes type 2. Amazing how that works. All of these study participants fasted from sunup to sunset, but eating just hours before going to sleep, you know, when you're going to go to sleep and then you eat before you go to sleep, it could result in other negative health effects. And so they talk about that in the article. Your stomach, by the way, taking hours to empty, increasing your risk of heartburn and acid reflux, right? So there's some recommendations there that comes, I think, from Mercola. And we've also included under gardening, farming, and homesteading how to make sauerkraut in a crock. And that's not a crock either. That's legit. It's loaded with beneficial bacteria. It's simple to make. And the recipe we're going to show you. All you need is cabbage and salt, a container, and a little bit of time. And that's not the spice. It's the clock time, right? The J6 committee and the DOJ's targeting of Trump attorneys aimed at destroying MAGA, threatening democracy, according to lawyers. Here we go again. The targeted attorneys, Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, John Eastman, who represented or aided former President Trump in his challenges to the election, as well as prominent criminal defense attorney Bob Costello, who represented Giuliani and Steve Bannon on several separate matters. Yep, the cancel culture is at work. I love it when these idiots on the J6 committee say it's threatening democracy. They, too, don't deserve to be in office because they've forgotten we don't have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic. And for that very reason, they don't deserve to be sitting where they're sitting, and they need to go away permanently. They don't need to be allowed to be run for Congress anymore. Vote them out. Everybody's getting voted on this time. Vote them out. That will send a very strong message about what people think about the J6 committee. These people are morons if they think they're going to get away with this, because when the Republicans take over the House and Senate, and I believe they will, the impeachment proceedings of the entire cabinet should start. If it doesn't, then I'd be wondering, who did you vote in? Oh, wait a minute, you got Mitch McConnell and the old guard telling them what to do. Somebody needs to tell Mitch McConnell where to get off. McConnell, your bus stop is here. Well, why don't you get on one of those electric buses? You know, the ones that explode? God, I hate to be so vile, but you know, when you see this stuff, oh man, I know it's unnerving. And you just want to take a deep breath, let it out. Google is denying manipulating search results for GOP Senate candidates, believe it or not. Yeah, the Media Research Center is calling on Google to stop its war on democracy. You see, they can't even get it out of their system. All these different people, you see how the tit-for-tat game is played and why you shouldn't pay attention to it? It's craziness. And everything, all the polls won't matter if you don't go out and vote. And the good news, we have some good news today because it is Feel Good Friday. Guess what? The first ever Election Day total lunar eclipse is going to happen on November 8th. Yeah, seriously, on the day of the election, we're getting a total lunar eclipse for the first time in American history, and the next time it's going to happen, the year 2394. We won't even be around then. I don't know, maybe the Earth won't even be around then, who knows? I love it. You know, Dave in New York calls up talking about the year 2525 by Zager and Evans. Yeah. If man is still alive. Yeah. And of course, in case you missed it, on Friday night, the Houston Astros are going to bat against the Phillies. That's tonight in game ones of the World Series. Florida, by the way, is now voted to ban sex transition procedures for minors. Just so you know. But the Astros, back to them, there's some blowback about illegal sign stealing during the 2017 and 2018 seasons. I don't get it, but you can read that. We have it. And lawsuits have been filed alleging the Astros engaged in fraud and deceptive trade practices by selling season tickets, knowing it was violating the rules against electronic sign stealing. Wow. You see, even in sports, there's no getting away from litigation, is there? What can I say? We're out of time. It's been Feel Good Friday. We hope that you at least feel somewhat better than you did before, at least a little more informed. Just remember, you're going to have a good weekend this weekend. Early voting is going on. Get out there and do your duty, please. We beg you. Here at the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Have a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul. Creator God, he is Yahweh. I am, he is Yahweh, the Lord of all, he is Yahweh. Joseph Sharon, he is Yahweh, righteous son, he is Yahweh, the three in one, he is Yahweh.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.